Previously on Algoa FM.
It's time for Mythbusters. South Africa now ranks as the second most targeted country in Africa for cybercrime. And I get this. The property sector is right there in the middle, in the firing line. So tonight on Mythbusters, we're separating fact from fiction and unpacking some of the most dangerous myths, like whether cyber criminals only go after big businesses, or that you'll know if your email is hacked. What about being a home buyer? Do you have to share your bank details via email? Does it have to go through an attorney? We are unpacking all of this and more. And setting the record straight for us tonight, director and head of direct distribution with deep expertise in property, over 35 years in the game, we are talking to Jackie Smith. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. How are you doing today?
All good, all good. Happy to talk about some Mythbusters with you.
Yes, we are so excited to have you here today. Because, I mean, one of the biggest myths is that cyber criminals only go after big businesses and not necessarily individuals. Would you say this is true?
That is absolutely not true. What we're seeing currently is that cyber criminals are actually attacking more individuals than businesses, because individuals have become so complacent in terms of their engagement on the internet that it's become easy for them to be targeted.
Sure. And would you say that in terms of now individuals being targeted, let's say, for example, I've got my email address. Is it easy to know that your email has been hacked? Because some say you'll just know if you've been hacked, right? Is that true?
Look, sometimes you don't know that you've been hacked until someone actually tells you or alerts you.
Yeah.
But that's why we are always encouraging people to make sure that when you are engaging via email, that you check that the email address is correct, that you're using secure devices and networks, and that you independently verify the email address. We become so used to just reply to the email that we've received that we no longer check the email addresses. And sometimes there's an extra full stop at gmail.co.za, not that there's anything wrong with Gmail accounts, but we have just become those people that just click the reply button and we don't necessarily check the full email address of who you're corresponding with.
Yeah, so it's so important for us to actually check the email addresses, to see the spelling, to make sure that we're actually speaking to a legitimate business, right? Jackie, I kind of want to go into sharing banking details, because let's say, for example, I'm now in the home buying process and for some reason I need to share banking details over email. Is it okay to do this?
We definitely encourage you not to do that.
Wow.
And if you've got no other means of communicating with the trusted party that you're dealing with, it is always important for you to first maybe verify that payment details by phoning them and asking one or two more people in that company to just double check whether you've got the right address. But it is definitely not encouraged to be sharing banking details via email, or even for you to click on any link that says pay it into this bank account. That right now we know that impersonation is one of the most used cybercrime tactics.
Yeah.
So it's important that when you are communicating that you are checking that you are dealing with a legitimate email address or even with a legitimate company.
Algoa Country, if you just joined, we're chatting to Jackie Smith, Director and Head of Direct Distribution at South Africa's largest mortgage firm. Over 35 years experience in the game as well. Jackie, do you think that cybercrime can happen to anyone? Like, for example, if I've gone through the measures to make sure that I'm tech savvy and I use really strong passwords, it means that I shouldn't be a victim of cybercrime. Is that true?
Ultimately, it should be true if you've got strong passwords and you're tech savvy and you are more aware of your environment, then it shouldn't happen to you.
Yeah.
But what we're finding is that more and more cyber criminals are becoming so sophisticated, and they know exactly what to look out for. So even if you look at what Uber has just published in terms of their statistics and the fact that there's more activity, for instance, in the property market, right?
Yeah.
So people are engaging. What these cyber criminals are doing is that they're engaging with you using keywords. So no matter how tech savvy you are or your strong password, it's so critical that you read what is being presented to you first before you just reply or send or pay anything.
And because you have expertise specifically in the property and financial markets, do you think that it's all right that home buyers place their money with attorneys? Because people feel as though, you know, we're forced to do this. That's the only way that we can go through with our property transactions.
That's a very interesting question. You know, we always say that when you look at home buyers, not everybody get to buy a house 3-4 times in their lifetime.
Yeah.
Ultimately, what happens is you get to buy a house once in your lifetime. So you are so overwhelmed, and it's such a big purchase for you, and you're in such an emotional state, right?
Yeah.
That ultimately what happens is you are influenced by the parties that's involved in the transaction. So you would have the estate agent, who you must always make sure that it is a trusted, reputable estate agent that you're dealing with, and that also the attorney firm that you're dealing with is a reputable firm. So your question is, should you be paying, or is that the only form of payment that you can do when you're buying a property?
Yes.
No, it's not. You can ultimately issue a guarantee against the money that you are going to pay over to the seller via the transferring attorney. As a home buyer, you should know that you've got that right, the right to do that. You shouldn't just be forced by anyone to say you have to pay it into an attorney's trust account.
Mm.
That's why we have a platform that allows a home buyer to actually keep the money in their name, and then we issue a free bank guarantee against that money in favor of the attorney that's representing the seller. So home buyers should know that there's this option for them. They should speak to their estate agents about it, and they should use it whenever they're able to.
Wow, we have learned quite a bit. Algoa Country, Jackie Smith, head of Buyers Trust, having skin in the property game and also in the financial markets. Jackie, before I let you go, I'd love to know where we can keep up with you, maybe get some more information about you and what it is that you do.
Yeah, you can go to our Buyers Trust website, which is www.buyerstrust.co.za. You could follow us on YouTube, or you could just simply call us on 087-828-8400 if you've got any questions. And we'll be happy to guide any potential home buyers through this process and, educate specifically first-time home buyers so that they know what their rights are.
Well, there you heard it, Algoa Country. If anything, make sure you check out www.buyerstrust.co.za. Jackie, thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.